47. To Nikolai Nikolaevich Strahov. Florence. February the 26th, March the 10th, 1869. And have you observed the following peculiarity of our Russian criticism? Every outstanding critic, such as Belinsky, Grigoriev, first presented himself to the public under the protection, so to speak, of some outstanding writer, and thenceforward devoted himself wholly to the interpretation of that writer, nor ever expressed his ideas save in the form of a commentary upon that writer's works. The critics made no concealment of this, and indeed it appeared to be taken as a matter of course. I mean to say that our critics can only express their own ideas when they step forth arm in arm with some writer who attracts them. Thus, Belinsky, when he passed our whole literature under review, and even when he wrote his articles on Pushkin, could only do so by leaning on Gogol, to whom he had paid honour in his youth. Grigoriev has relied on his interpretations of Ostrovsky in championing whom he made his debut. And you have, as long as I've known you, had a boundless and instant sympathy for Leo Tolstoy. When I read your article in the Saria, I felt to be sure an impression of its being wholly necessary, of your being obliged to begin with Leo Tolstoy and an analysis of his last work, before you could utter your own idea. In the Golos, a feuilletonist declares that you share Tolstoy's historical fatalism. That idiotic phrase leaves things precisely where they were. Do tell me how people manage to come upon such amazing notions and expressions. What may historical fatalism mean? Why this eternal jargon? And why do simple-minded men who can only see as far as the end of their noses so deepen and darken counsel that no one can make out what they're driving at? It was evident that that feuilletonist had something that he wanted to say. He had read your article beyond doubt. What you say in the passage referring to the Battle of Borodino expresses the profoundest essence of the Tolstoyan idea and of your own reflections thereon. I don't think you could possibly have spoken with more lucidity. The national Russian idea stands almost nakedly forth in that passage. Precisely it is what people have failed to comprehend, and therefore have designated as fatalism. As regards other details of the article, I must await the sequel, which I haven't yet received. At any rate, your thoughts are lucid, logical, definitely conceived, and most admirably expressed. Certain details, though, I don't entirely agree in. We could treat these questions quite otherwise were we talking to one another instead of writing. In any case, I regard you as the only representative of our criticism with whom the future will reckon. I thank you, my kind and much esteemed Nikolai Nikolaevich, for the great interest that you show in me. My health is as satisfactory as hitherto, and the attacks are even less violent than in Petersburg. Lately, that is, till about 6 weeks ago, I have been much occupied with the end of my idiot. Do write and give me the opinion you promised on the book. I await it eagerly. I have my own idea about art, and it is this. What most people regard as fantastic and lacking in universality, I hold to be the inmost essence of truth. Arid observation of everyday trivialities I have long ceased to regard as realism. It is quite the reverse. In any newspaper one takes up, one comes across reports of wholly authentic facts, which nevertheless strike one as extraordinary. Our writers regard them as fantastic and take no account of them, and yet they are the truth, for they are facts. But who troubles to observe, record, describe them? They happen every day and every moment, therefore they are not exceptional. The Russians are often unjustly reproached with beginning all sorts of things, making great plans, but never carrying out even the most trivial of them. This view is obsolete and shallow and false besides. It is a slander on the Russian national character, and even in Bielinski's time it was prevalent. How paltry and petty is such a way of driving home actualities. Always the same old story. In this way, we shall let all true actuality slip through our fingers. And who will really delineate the facts, will steep himself in them? Of Turgenev's novel I don't wish even to speak. The devil knows what it may mean. But is not my fantastic idiot the very dailiest truth? Precisely such characters must exist in those strata of our society which have divorced themselves from the soil, which actually are becoming fantastic. But I'll talk of it no more. In my book, much was written in haste. Much is too drawn out, much has miscarried, but much too is extremely good. I am not defending the novel, but the idea. Do tell me your view of it, and, of course, quite frankly. The more you find fault with me, the higher shall I rate your honesty.